It's Aaron.
Yes, hello, Aaron. Good morning. Terribly sorry, Mr. Koff. This is Ben from Local Splash. How you doing, Ben?
I'm doing great. Come here with me. He had a couple questions to ask you.
Okay. Wonderful. Let me just pull up your account. How you guys doing? How you doing, John?
Hey, doing all right.
Wonderful. Good to hear. All right. I did receive your email. Just pulling it up. Perfect. What can we do for you, John?
Well, I just wanted to know if there... It was very interesting to me what it was saying to do, but and I don't have it printed anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, definitely. Definitely. I'm glad we're using these tools, right? So we can just make sure we're on the same page with what we need out there.
Oh, we were talking about landing pages.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And landing pages... Is that like where you go? What are the landing pages? Those are the ones that they tell you. You know, it gives you more. It puts you on the. Hang on. Okay, now I wish I could take a picture of this. It's, I don't know what you call this place. It's Google. And then under it, it has all these listings and our logo is with them and it's NLimprovements.net. And then it gives the, HTTPS down, you know, underneath that, the long version. And then it says expert roofing and siding. And then you go to the next entry down there is, our website too, but it's Conroe, Texas Ultimate Choice for Expert Evaluation. You familiar with where I am?
I believe so. You're on a Google search, right?
Yeah, it's a Google search, I guess.
But
are these landing pages the ones that have our address, our domain on NLimprovements.net?
Mm-hmm.
Where
yeah.
It says under them that, and it says Expert Roofing and Siding Services. It says transform your home into top quality roofing service. And then there's another one for expert evaluation. But shouldn't there be some for every product? Shouldn't there, for the metal roofing, should we have a landing? Are these called landing pages?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
That's where, you know, let's say somebody clicks the website for option for whatever they search. Let's say you're running Google ads and somebody searches for metal roofing. Well, the goal is to send them to, give them the answer, right? So it sends them to the metal roofing part of your website. So that's a landing page. So, you know, they all have one, right? Metal roofing has one, for example. And,
well, I don't think it does. I don't think, let me see.
Send that over. Yeah, it's because go ahead.
I went at the ones that are our website. I have, it has our logo on it right here, you know, on the Google search page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But so there's 1, 2, 3 of them in Ultimate Choice Expert Evaluation, but they don't, none of them. And then from there it goes to Facebook and Next Level Home Improvements.
Mm-hmm. And
the next one is Yelp, Next Level Home Improvements.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that it has all of them, does it? Yeah, there's Next Door and then there's another Facebook.
Good that you bring that
there's
up.
There's one
John.
For asphalt shingle, I see now.
If you keep scrolling down, they're gonna keep on coming
they're
up.
They're gonna pop up, okay.
The thing is that Google, what they do is they put the most relevant ones up top, which are the ones that most people have viewed already. So, you know, the new ones like metal roofing, I'm gonna send you the link right now, which is nlhomeimprovements.net/metal-roofing. I mean, each service
has
one.
Yeah.
Right, and then each service area has one as well. I mean, if somebody searches NL Home Improvements -Montgomery-County-Texas, I mean that's the service area for Montgomery, Texas. So they're all there. It's just what you're searching is a standard Google search, which takes into consideration all of the websites that exist that have your name, right? So that's why they come up above, you know, the other one.
Well, so what is, explain to me what it is when it see, I got an, it's our website, but then it has Advanced Silicone Roofing is out next to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so underneath that, it has something that looks German, like a German something, externals, GSL, thanks, and it's Forschungszentrum Jülich. It sounds like it's German. Or
but is it like whatever. Another website?
Yeah, what is yeah. It? But, uh-huh. And then it, yeah, Forschungszentrum.
Mm-hmm.
You see that, and it's got like a, I don't know if that's a fox head or whatever that is. And there's the logo.
But do you see anything like sponsored there, or what do you see?
Well, it says, single crystal diffraction data reduction work in progress, formerly NSX tool. And then underneath it, it has images that are us. They're, and it's back to next level.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is it that you searched exactly on Google?
What did I, just NL improvements dot, oh, I did dot NRT. That's what the part of it. Okay, I want to see if that. LImprovements.net. That's weird. Chris, come look at your machine. Not in there now. I had mistyped in something.
On the search?
In NRT instead of NET.
Oh, okay.
And it threw it off, of course.
That's probably it. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's probably what happened.
That's why everything was, you know, we weren't all, we had entries between us, between our landing pages. That shouldn't be, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, it's depending on what the person searches, right? So, you know, if the person makes the same mistake you make, let's say, they're going to see that search there because it just takes into account the keywords, right? But if they search for just your business, then you should see your business first, right?
Right. Okay.
Right.
And then, yeah, okay. I got it. And then what else is there? Something in this. Did you see it? Yeah, well, you saw the deal I ran through. And the suggestions that it made for on the AI thing that I sent to you.
I wanted to touch a few points. I wanted to touch a few points on that, right? Because, you know, in regards to the, it's talking about on-site and off-site SEO, right? So there's a few things on the website that they recommend. Right, like the Better Business Bureau rating, you know, having the certificate there, you know, the GAF, you know, certification that we had there, you know, the logo, those are, you know, tips that they have. Now, they also talk about the let's say the optimization on the Google Business Profile. So that's basically what they talk about. You know, the map profile where they work on the reviews. That's when they're referring to when they talk about local keywords and they talk about,
same-day quotes.
The service areas there, all of that, that is...
That's all Google review stuff.
Well, that you guys have somebody else that's taking care of the Google profile, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure why, but we do, yeah.
Uh-huh, okay. So, yeah, I mean...
No, it's okay. I don't have a problem with it. I just I don't know why he's doing it that way, but that's all
right. As long as it's working out for you guys, right? So that's something that we got to evaluate. But, yeah, I mean, that's definitely something that you want to bring up to them just to make sure that they're all included within the business profile. We will make sure that they're included within the back end of the website to make sure that they're easily, it can put two and two together, right?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. But so down here on item under, let's see, the last entry or whatever it is, it's item Gemini said, website and marketing script. Had some suggestions. Target local search keyword.
So the website and marketing script about the about page.
Hang on, I'm mumbling. Yeah, I'm trying to find what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Where did it have that action call to action thing? You see it on there? Action is...
Okay, when it says leverage your specialized tech on your website?
Maybe, yeah. Montgomery County Storm Response. Right, there it is, action. Dedicated landing page for Montgomery County Storm Response. Is it a suggestion? Why does it make that suggestion? Do you know?
Mm-hmm. Good question. So, you know, as you know, these are emergency services. Right, more than anything, right? So, you know, if we could create a section on the website, right, that specializes on these, you know, when you're running an ad for a storm, you know, you want them to have the answer as soon as possible, right? So instead of going to the general website, you want them to go to that specific section that talks about, you know, storm responses and, you know, just highlight the fact that we can get an accurate quote within and, you know, under an hour, you know, just making sure we have the ability to you know, act to...
So are you doing that? Are you doing that?
We can create that landing page, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to try and take their suggestions, just add whatever to the good work that you're doing and see if it helps us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And make sure that as part of Montgomery County Storm Response, if you were to make a web page like, or a landing page like that, mm-hmm. wouldn't it be wise to include on that page, like part of our, you know, one of our highlights is our ability to fly all these properties and assess damages without getting on them, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
It keeps the risk down, you know, and without, if you don't have people climbing all over the place.
100%.
So that's the drone stuff should go in there, you know, that we, and I guess you'll figure out the wording on that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can if I want to, but if you're doing it and it's fine, looks fine to me, I just want to make sure that they know that part of those services includes is, you know, in our response is getting them good photographs and, you know, for the insurance companies and all that good stuff.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
We will go ahead and send out the request to create that section on your website.
Thank you.
Once they do so, we would be letting you know, just so we can review it together. But we'll make sure that we include all the drone information as well, because that's a good selling point.
Yeah, that'd be great. Hey, and for right now, I think I've got to call into GAF, but my rating or my certificate may have expired. I can't find it right now, but some of them do, and you got to renew them, you know. So I don't want to claim anything that's not true. So if you'll make, just keep the Master Elite rating off of there. Everything else is good, but that Master Elite, I would hate for instance,
for Google to check that out. Does that, do they ever do that?
And find out, and
if they found out that it was expired, would it hurt me because it now put in something in there that's technically not true?
In my experience, not really. I mean, what you display on the website, there's businesses that put fake reviews on their website. The website.
Yeah, there's all kinds of bullshit on those, aren't there?
Yeah, 100%. So, in regards to whatever you put on your website, Google doesn't really.
Okay, then just leave it there because, we'd have it. They may find out that it was expired. I just didn't want to do anything that was not truthful.
It's not gonna hurt you.
That could hurt us.
Google wise, it's not gonna hurt you. So
yeah, okay.
That's not gonna be a problem. I did for reference. When you started talking about the landing page for storm responses, is this team running Google ads for you guys?
I think when there is a storm.
Yeah, I mean, do you have it set up like that, or are they actually doing it for you?
No, they're not doing it right now.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got the budget turned off, I think, at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah, main reason I bring it up is, I did send you the example I searched just your business. Of course, Google puts two and two together, right? They want businesses to compete against each other. So, they show other businesses, right? So, that's how your business can be displayed.
I feel like, I'm in the twilight zone or something because I can't. I mean, I have never in 8-9 years never not had some business, and it's like we made an effort to become more visible, and do all these things, the website and the Google profile and the ads and shit like that, and it turned into nothing's happening. Zero. You know what I'm saying? So we kind of made a commitment and did some things to put that stuff online where we didn't have it really before. And now we got no business. It's almost like they went on and said, they're advertising in there. They've got a web presence. Let's make sure we don't use them.
It's just
weird. I don't get it. So the point is, but I'd be running some Google ads now and that sort of thing if we had any activity. We don't have any business. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
And I don't know why that is. So we're frantically trying to, I'm sure we sound confused and panicked and all that good stuff because we don't understand what's happening. I don't understand why we don't have any business really. Mm-hmm. I mean, our revenue's just gone to shit.
I got it. I mean, in this case, all I could recommend, you guys do as of right now, in the meantime, is try to work on that, the organic exposure that we're getting, right? For example, on the Google profile, I see you had, last review you had was about 3 months ago, right? You have a total of 13.
The last review?
The last review you have from Colt.
That's because we ran out of business, though. You see, that's a catch 22.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. But keep this in mind, right? Because at the end of the day, the person that's searching is the one that is deciding who to go to. So if we're not investing, let's say, money in either Google Ads or Google Guaranteed. Which if you ask me,
we were Google Guaranteed. We got there at one point.
Yeah, no, and I get it. I understand that you guys have that off, right? I mean, in all honesty, since that's the very, very top of the search, that's one of the best tools to use, right? Because it does allow you to compete, and you don't pay unless it's a valid call. Now, depends on who's managing it too, right? So. For example, you can manage it yourself, or we have a team that manages that as well. Just letting you know, since, to keep your doors open. But if, like we said, in the meantime, we just gotta push manually, try to get, an old customer or a friend or somebody that that knows your reputation. And you just need at least one every once in a while to help you keep on climbing.
Right. Okay. Okay. Well, that's about all I got right now. Just wanna see if you got that and ask those questions.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And we'll get working on the new landing page, the new section that we're gonna create there. But yeah, I mean, all those services, you already have a landing page for them.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I see that. I had something anyway. All right. Well, thank you a lot, Ben. And I guess we'll catch up with you soon.
Yeah. No problem. Anything else I could do for you?
No, that's about it. Thank you.
Right. Well, you have yourself a good day out there. You take care.
You too, man. Take care. Bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.